you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Stop right now what you're doing. If you're not subscribed, subscribe. And if you're already subscribed, cool. Move over to the right a little bit. Just the right. And like that shit, okay? That's what you do. Because I got right and left wrong because of the vid. But anyway, stop what you're doing right now. Subscribe, goddammit. Like, goddammit. And laugh, most importantly. No need for apologies.
What's going on, people? So it's Friday and we are making our way out of New York. We're on our way to pick up Pickles, the producer. Dylan Negree. Well, what do you call him, Derek?
My nigga Negree. That's what he is. But today is going to prove if he my nigga or not. We on a road trip, and I ain't never seen this nigga do comedy for. He might be strictly producer after tonight. So we going to see. That's all the fuck I'm saying.
All right. Westchester, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? How we doing? Make some noise.
Hey, so we got Sammy with us. What's up, Sam?
What up,
man? All right, our road captain, our pilot, Tiana Sasha. All right. So, yeah, we about to pick up Dylan now. See how he's feeling.
Man, how you feeling?
Man, I'm always feeling good, Dave. You know this.
Yeah.
I'm a chipper man, Dave. I like having fun.
But you've been up a lot, right?
I've been getting up leading up to this, yeah.
Yeah.
Good news. Good news.
You think I wouldn't, like, prepare? The second I got this news, I hit up everyone, every contact I knew. I was like, I need to get up.
Oh, those are the songs you sing on the way back if you bomb.
Yeah.
We fall down, but we get up. You know, some people have been teased out of comedy doing road trips like this. We've lost comics to this.
And sometimes it's necessary.
This will definitely, I feel like for the people who give Dylan shit as far as whether or not he can talk on the show as far, because he is comfortable. He is really comfortable.
A nigga comfy, boy.
Probably one of the most comfortable producers at
comfy
Gas.
Both.
And he hasn't been there long. Now, here's the thing. I give it up to Dylan. Dylan's a talent. Dylan is a talent.
That nigga comfy.
But we do that. We create monsters, all right? If you're going to hang out with the great boy and the god on a regular basis, you know, your confidence level's going to go up. You know what I mean?
Or yours is going to fail.
Yeah. So tonight, his confidence is, again, either going to go way up or we'll get some humbling.
Young bulls. New mooks, man. I don't know what it is to be a mook anymore.
So, this first comic that I'm bringing to the stage, he is actually the producer of our show. No need for apologies, all right? This is the guy that's in the booth, hitting the switches and all that shit, but he's also a comic. So if you're tuning into the show, this is our guy. He's always in the booth. You hear him on the microphone. Give it up for my man right now, Mr. Dylan Negree. Dylan Negree, ladies and gentlemen. Let him in. Come on.
My man.
Hey, you, bro.
Philly, how we feeling?
Like, if the outcome is bad, that you can't talk no more.
If I bomb, I can't talk on the show anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. They have to give me the same respect, like, if I do good.
If you go, that's what I want
I'm gonna
for.
Talk forever.
Right.
But that's the difference. 10 to 12.
Whatever it ends up being, you know, sometimes you never know. You know, comedy, you know, it should be, you never know the time, all right. Let me just get up there.
How you feeling?
Get the fuck away from me. Literally, get the fuck away from me.
God damn it! See that? See? If
Dave
is cool, you should be cool, see?
Oh, I'm gonna be cool.
It's probably gonna be a good day for me. A lot of beautiful women out here tonight, jeez.
Just putting it out there, applications open for a new stepmom.
It's always going to be
oh, Jesus Christ. That is a very profound statement, man.
My fucking nut. My shit is over here. All right, cool.
Ah. Talking through all the intros every time.
But I like the rolling. I like when we roll right in and we're already talking.
We already talking.
That's
it's nice.
That's what the feel is. Like you're dropping in on a conversation.
It's interstitial comedy.
Yeah, you're right. Dropping in on an experience, man. This is a conversation between, you know,
gods.
The great boy.
Yeah, the god and the great boy.
Yo, you think they'll make statues out of us one day?
One day.
That should be dope, man.
One day. We got to do a lot. We really got to do a lot. We got to either do a lot of podcasts and we got to say some controversial shit that's right on time that speaks to a Nate and they go, that's right. And
you got to say some shit where it's like, they captured the heartbeat of a nation.
Yo,
we got to capture something.
And
we gotta,
you got to
Hello
it.
Vietnam moment.
And you got to make it through the gauntlet of horse shit of motherfuckers trying to cancel
me
you,
and
man.
You both going to have to carry some white motherfucker out bombs and shit like Forrest Gump did. Like something.
Canceling
something
is so easy. And I don't know why y'all so nervous about being canceled. No, like, that's so easy to like deal with. Yeah. Have y'all never had like a girl mad at y'all?
What?
Yeah.
To ignore it. Oh shit. So you saying like
it's the same thing?
Oh my man in here about to drop some knowledge. Yeah, y'all.
People really
you here.
Let me set it up, ladies and gentlemen. The wonderful, the hilarious Reg Thomas. Give it up for Reg Thomas. My nigga, Reg
Comedian
Thomas.
Comedian extraordinaire.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool, man. So, Reg, you about to drop some motherfucking knowledge in here.
Yeah, man.
Damn, shit just got real, nigga. That out.
All right, so you just said, all right, it's being canceled is just like having a girl mad at you.
You ain't never had a girl mad at you? That's some cold shit.
You just like, listen.
Like the Drake 3-day rule.
All the canceling culture is all about is accountability, right?
Okay.
So it's like, you know, you said something, now they mad at you about it. You might still believe in what you say, but now you're like, oh, I was wild for saying that.
my bad. My bad.
Yeah.
That don't mean I don't believe in it no more. I just acknowledge like, oh, you don't like it.
Oh, right, okay.
Right. That's
right.
Fine if you don't like it.
Right.
But I'ma still feel how I feel about it.
I'ma still feel how I feel.
Like, it's just like when you're shorty, getting canceled is just like being in the doghouse. It's like, all right, I know. Yeah. And then you come back around and you just don't even talk about this shit. No, you be like, so what you up to?
Yeah, because they fickle. Fickle as fuck. Because
look, this is the thing. This
tears
is the thing.
Dry, nigga.
This
tears
is the thing.
Dry.
Cancel culture requires so much discipline on the canceler.
Okay.
You know what? That's a real, because I used to say the same thing about
I'd be like, are y'all built for what you talking about?
Right. Nigga, my mom used to ground me for like,
you're grounded for 2 months. Yeah.
After like 3 days, she like, yo, man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah,
she's like, I don't want to keep trying to.
Like, cancel culture requires too much of a commitment.
Absolutely. That's
because
true.
Now we both in prison.
Yeah.
You don't want me to, it's like.
You the
like,
warden. Like, now you got to be warden.
Like, let's say Louis C.K. They don't want him on TV no more, right? Now you got to scour television for any time I might be on TV to write a letter.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now you just involved in my punishment as I am.
Right.
Yeah. I fuck with that.
Bruh, I was fucking with people this past weekend. I was playing music, trying, you know, and it was March, so, you know, we still rocking with the Biggie shit. I put on that Biggie, I'm fucking you tonight.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But they was torn. Oh, it's R. Kelly, but it's Biggie. Like, yeah, nigga.
Hey, listen. Niggas don't work hard to be popping and not have fun on the road, okay? All right? And let me tell you something. Those young ladies, they always wanted to be with a superstar, all right? Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, I mean, and not to get into too deep.
With consent, of course.
Right. Now, not to get in too deep, but you know what I mean? You ain't got to go in if you don't want to, but you're starting to get out on the road yourself, right? So are you seeing some of this with your own eyes? Like, are you seeing how people behave? Are you close enough to it to see, like, oh, shit?
Well, I've been on the road for a while, so, like, I've definitely seen it over the years. I've definitely seen, like, how it could go down.
I've
definitely seen.
I see how people behave.
I've seen, like,
what
I've seen
what
dudes.
Have seen, what have you seen out there? Because the fame is
what
makes
you
the
see
shit.
Some shit.
The fame is what makes motherfuckers really get weird.
See,
it's not.
Me and Gaines have seen the road on two different sides where, like, Gaines is opening for, like, Rockstar. I'm opening for, like, a shorty who's a Rockstar. So she's bringing out 700 girls. But Gaines is opening for somebody who's bringing out the same type of vibe.
And a different energy.
Yeah.
Nigga, these girls, first of all, it was like some pimp hoe shit. Like, you go, you'll see the girl that know that can't get the nigga, get a girl that can get the nigga in order for them to get to the green room. So they use the bad bitch as a pass. So if like, so say if the ugly chick wanted an autograph from Pete, mm-hmm. they would bring in this other bitch that's bad, like the baddest bitch in the city, to come in and go, this is the baddest bitch in Pittsburgh. The baddest bitch in whatever, like, or the baddest bitch in Pittsburgh. Like, the baddest bitch of that town.
I want you to know that that bitch lives up the block from here. Okay?
Yeah. they go, we got to go to our good shelf. Uh-huh. We got to bring out the good liquor. So we bring out a bitch that's my friend because of whatever, and she got all these followers on Instagram, and that's how, and I'm going to hit up the dude that ain't famous that got an Instagram to see if I can get in to see Pete. Wow. So the pimple send in the girl's pics to me. I show the pic to Pete. Pete go, I guess you cool. And then it goes back. And then this chick comes in that looks like Dilbert, but with the bad bitch following.
Right.
In order for Dilbert to get the fucking sign off, then the girl goes in and either you
see, it's never extravagant like that. Like recently, was that happening with me? I'm just impressed by the wild shit women try to do to impress me in return.
Okay.
Like, so they'll see me kill on stage. They'll be like, all right, well, you know, it's just as popping on my side.
Right.
And then so, like, I was in Alabama. I met this girl, and she showed me, she's from New York.
Okay.
And you know New York bitches. She wanted to show me a video of her beating up Alabama bitches. Yo, and like
that's the
and like it couldn't have been more worse. So like everything that she said was gonna happen in the video happened in the video.
Damn,
bro.
Damn,
she said it was three big bitches. These Alabama bitches thought they was gonna beat me up. I beat them all up and threw them all in the tub. She plays a video, my nigga. She proceeds.
How big was the tub?
Yo, my nigga. First off, I want to really get like as wild as this was. This bitch never got punched. She beat these bitches up and never caught a leg.
Wow.
And who was filming?
Bro, I don't know. This is when I realized I need to get away. From Shuddy. She proceeds to show me the exact same fight from another camera angle. I was like, I got to get the fight away from this bitch.
Oh, she had vantage points.
You ever been scared? Yeah, you've been scared of women.
I was like, I got to get away from Alabama.
Absolutely scared. Because there are some women that are terrifying. And I wonder how we get the mixture. Like, how do we get some women that can hold their own like that and also just like, can you suck some of the blood or whatever it is in her DNA that makes her like, and just inject a little bit of that into these docile
I think what she's full of is, what's the word I'm looking for? She is full of ignorance. That's what she's full of. That bitch beat up three big bitches for no reason. There was no backstory behind that.
But that's
just got to be experiences. That's just got to be experiences because, for one, she was a New York chick and she's out here living in Alabama. So already you got to realize that something's in her. She's like, I'm going to leave the big city and I'm going to come to Alabama and stay. Like, so she already built different.
Yeah.
So she went to the other prison and then had to beat up the three biggest bitches she could find so they wouldn't fuck with her.
Right.
Yeah.
Some chicks can throw it from the shoulder. Pickles. Yo, did you see that one video in there, the MMA chick knockout? Like, you ever see some shit where you be like, damn, like, women aren't as docile as everybody be trying to make them
out to be? They're not.
And videos from South Beach will show you that.
Yeah, Miami was out of fucking control this past weekend, wasn't it?
How do you handle it when you see your girl in one of them brawl videos?
Ooh.
And she losing.
Yo, first of all.
She should break up.
That's an interesting thing. Break up. I'm 38 now, so, like, that's one of my terrifying.
To lose a fight in front of your girl.
No. Cause I know how to get out of this shit. I understand now, like, the way women are wired, you can't really control what the fuck they gonna do.
Okay.
So like, if she want it, all right, go ahead. I'm gonna let you go get it. You know what I mean? But I gotta stay away from that, bro.
I'm one of them dudes. Like, I like the videos where like the dude be walking up the block with his girl, and the shorty's trying to fight his girlfriend. And he just quick duffed it. Like, yo.
That's okay. Now, that's what we call here on the show Black Air Force One energy.
Black Air Force One energy.
So,
throw her in the fight?
No, like.
He pulls her away from
it. No, like, he duffs the girl trying to fight his girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, I see a lot of them videos. And shout out to them dudes that do that because they understand.
Yeah.
They don't view women like the way the rest of the world do. They look, there are women out there. Sorry to say this, there are women out there
who only respond. You're not sorry to say this shit.
Yeah, I mean,
no need for apologies.
There are women who only respond to being hit. I'm not justifying it, but there are people who only know when to stop.
Well, this is how I
feel. Once they get hit.
Well, if you my shorty, I know who my girl is.
Right.
Yeah.
You not like, I know my girl ain't do nothing to make somebody want to come run down on my shorty like that.
Okay.
You not, and secondly, you just not about to put hands on my girl in front of me.
Absolutely.
Right.
There and you go, Reg. King shit. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I feel you, but if that's how they rolling, then you always.
If my shorty's a fighter, then that's different, but I couldn't picture like.
But that's what I'm saying. You always going to be like, there's a weird level that we give, you know, the fairer sex of comfort that like, all right, the man is going to protect me. The man is going to step in. You know what I mean?
Okay, and okay.
Basically, once you keep doing that, which a lot of us have done, you got to do it forever. It's like stepping into like your little brother's fights. If I come in more than three times, I got to do this forever.
Yeah, that's for sure. Once that's done, I'm going to talk to my show and be like, so like, what the fuck actually happened just now?
Yeah.
And I think that that's where we are. That's why you got so many Karens out here on the loose too. Because I think white dudes have stopped backing they chick up. Like, yo, go ahead.
White dudes
you want
are just
to.
Exhausted, bro. White men are just exhausted.
They've been through a lot.
They really ain't been through shit. They really ain't been through shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was a video.
I have no sympathy for a white dude.
But you could play this real fast because this was just a chick that was, she threw a punch. I don't know why a white dude asked her to do this shit, but. She put him to sleep though. You know what I mean? So she could throw a punch.
She came around.
Man.
She did come around.
But I think she's a fighter, man. Go ahead. That was something we were talking about earlier. But.
Yeah, like anybody who just take a sock to the face and he looked weak in the knees already.
Yeah, well, he was already drunk. I don't know what like white parties get a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Different.
Like I don't.
That's called flirting.
In your world. In your world.
That's sadomasochistic shit, man.
Come at me, sis.
Like, I could totally take a punch.
I could take a punch from a girl.
Remember when motherfuckers used to crush cans on their heads back in the 90s? Same shit.
Yeah.
It's just to step up.
But it's interesting because I had some videos just in case some shit came up. But this women that have been aggressive. Yo, you see the video called Crawl for Stimmy? See if that come up, man.
Crawl for Stimmy.
What you even think is about to happen in this video?
If it's a World Star video, it's exactly what you just told me. Someone is crawling for a Stimmy.
Right. Yeah. Lot of ignorance. Like the girl that you was just, you know,
but
describing.
Like, that's the thing. Shorty did that. Shorty showed me that video in hopes of impressing me. My thing is, I was like, how am I supposed to convert this to hitting? Like, how am I supposed to pipe? After you didn't show me you beat up for chick.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know what we've gotten
that's
to.
That's not motivation.
Let
that's
this
not...
play. Let this play a little bit. So the basis of it is she got the stimulus check. Go ahead. You can let it still play in the background.
No, the basis of this is this nigga's been fucking this humongous woman secretly.
Yeah.
And it's time to finally pay up.
Right.
It's time to let everyone know whose ass you eat.
But the crazy thing is the support. The support from the other women to be like, yo, let's. Like, that's a different aggressive type of character right there.
The support is he be. You know where the support comes from?
It's two other bitches filming. There's one bitch filming here, another bitch filming on the other side.
You know where that comes from?
Oh, God.
Because you know what we're not recording? We're not recording how he be acting on Facebook like a single nigga. You know, we're not.
Right?
We not catching all the fuck shit that this nigga be up to. The one time in their relationship she has the leverage outside of telling this nigga to leave her house, because you know that's her house.
Right, yeah. Right.
Outside
right.
of that,
yeah,
he's always wilding.
He got PJ
pants
on.
He can be wilding. But this is the same mentality. Like, this is how people behave when they up. See, this is the shit that, like, women would be like,
it's called leverage, yeah. This is called leverage.
Toxic masculinity. Look at how women behave when they got the upper hand also.
Toxic femininity.
It's still, everybody's toxic when you get power in you. That's just human.
Yeah.
That's a human thing right there.
But you see what
we're
saying? But you see what you're saying? You're saying, like, toxic man, you're saying, why should we change? Because in reality, if y'all had it, y'all fuck us over.
Right.
So let's just keep the dynamic as is.
Exactly. Listen, here's the thing. People tell you this
shit
all the time.
Your lawyers are the same as white lawyers, all right? Your lawyers and slave owners are the same lawyers. Y'all got the same lawyers.
Here's the deal, man. It's a melting pot, bro. You've heard that all the time, right? Yeah. America's a melting pot.
It is a melting pot.
New York City is a fucking melting pot. Mm-hmm. Have y'all ever actually seen a melting pot?
It's a pot, right?
But that you heat up and liquefy metal.
Yeah.
Do you understand the violent combustion that is going on in a melting pot?
Yeah.
To
it's
create
bubbling,
whatever the fuck.
And it's very hot.
Yeah.
It's very hot.
It's an ugly fucking process.
So are you saying that it's working as it should?
Yeah.
Because things mix. When you liquefy, shit mixes, right?
At the very least, molecules are moving at a very high pace.
I never understood that about a melting pot. Don't you just put one item in a melting pot, whether it's one type of cheese?
Sometimes it's melting shit.
I just want you to know, your white voice interrupting our laughter really bothered me. That was insane. That was insane.
You might not have a savory voice.
Mm. You do have a good voice. It was just like, enough of this. It had substitute teacher vibes.
All right, cut the mic. Cut his mic. Someone cut his mic. Who's someone cut his mic?
Boo, nigga! Anyway. So, no, toxic masculinity is big. Like, you ever watch these biopics with all the soul singer ladies? It's always, the villains are always racist white men and toxic black dudes.
Yeah.
But you know what's wild? That's how y'all see it. I don't see it like that at
all. Break it down.
Like, for instance, Judas and Black,
okay.
Bro, I don't see it as, like, niggas doing whack shit to niggas. I see it as the government getting in niggas' business and forcing niggas to do wild shit.
Well, absolutely. But, like,
that's
I'm
really
not talking about that. I'm talking about, like...
And even in that situation with, like, the singer, the late... I know there's one...
Billie Holiday?
Yes.
The feds was putting black dudes, like go over there.
Yeah, like, yo, look,
That might be, yeah, okay.
Like, bro, do you, like, for instance, like... If whoever your girl would be, right, you need someone with a solid character to really deal with you.
Okay.
If the government is constantly sending you pretty fuck bitches, and you just like, all right, I don't know, I guess.
You gonna falter after a while.
And it's not like you about to stop doing your own heroin for some stranger. You're
right.
Like, all right, nigga, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, like, I still don't see it as like, oh, it's like, people with poor character can get caught up. People get caught up in all sorts of situations. Niggas don't want to go to jail. They'd be like, all right, go do this. That's still not, like, that nigga with his own free will was like, oh, this is what I want to do. Y'all gave me an out, and then y'all going to fuck me over eventually. I'm just buying more time, really.
Okay, that's one way to look, because he did kill himself at the end, spoiler. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I can see that. And I think that's the most noble thing you can do.
Because
right?
I feel like the hang-up is, like, as far as, like, the black creators I know, they only letting us make stories where we betray each other and all this other shit. I'm like. That's sure, but like it's also you don't realize it's them telling us like yo go
it's
fuck
the
this
feds.
Thing over.
It's the
yeah.
I will say that. Now I was watching the Aretha Franklin shit. Her dad did that on her own. Like Aretha Franklin's dad is a piece of garbage. Like I was watching.
I love Aretha Franklin.
Well, Aretha Franklin's great, but her dad was a pastor. But this motherfucker was partying, fucking, smoking weed. He's
a pastor.
Yeah, he was a pastor.
Sound about right.
And party smoking fire. But he fucked around on his pregnant wife when Aretha's mother was pregnant with her. He went and fucked the 12-year-old, got her pregnant. I was like, God damn. And this nigga was on his own devices. So it's like the government had nothing to do with that kind of shit. So I was like, every historical movie or biopic is always racism and a toxic father figure or some shit like that. I'm like, that's fucked up.
Well, I feel like for like most creatives, you're going to need some type of toxicity in the backdrop.
Exactly.
Most
the more creative you are,
the more toxic it was.
Because that shit, like, it come from a fucked up place.
And then like, even me as a mama's boy, I had to realize how toxic my mother's love for me is sometimes.
Talk about it.
Okay.
So like, you just don't, you be like, oh, these are the people who love you and they be doing wild shit to you. Like, just a little mind games a mother play with her son type shit. Ooh, not even nothing shit. Crazy.
We
not
got
not
into even... this. Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
We talked about this last week. Yeah.
Like, who know how to work you like your mother?
That's why I can't even answer to my mother calls no more, son. Because I, like, yeah, my mom had me to a point I couldn't make decisions for a while.
This shit just got...
I was just talking to my homie about this now. Like, to this day, I make decisions... with the opinions of black women in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
it's like a
it's
little black lady
hard-wired.
Like, don't do that. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? And that's the crazy shit is, like, we talked about this with my mom. I got other family members, cousins, sisters that I see the shit where we're taught to defend them at all costs. And 90% of the time they be the fuck wrong when I'm not allowed to say nothing.
I don't know if they 90%. Shit. I don't know if they 90% be the fuck wrong, but I do agree with you that there's a strong black woman influence on all of us. To the point where sometimes if I catch an attitude, I'll be like, I'm being a little sassy bitch right now. I'm like, that's the...
Yeah, yeah.
Let me turn the sass down.
Yeah, for real.
Let me get back home. Let me get you a Snickers bar or something. I'm acting like my motherfucking mother. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But so to bring it back to what we were talking about earlier with like the rumbling and all that shit and South Beach and shit like that, when you see that, like, yeah, as a man, if I'm with my chick and we out here and we got shit to lose, if I can control myself, because it's a lot of shit that I see on the street that I'm like, ooh, but I got to chalk it up. I'm 6'2", 225. None of this ends well for me. The minute that the cops roll up, so I got to think about all of that. And you know that. You know what I'm working with. You know what happens out here to niggas like me. And now you wilding out?
My shorty would never wild out, but I was definitely talking about the scenario where specifically in the video I saw, homie and his girl were walking up the block, like they were just leaving some block, and I see some chick running behind his girl to try to hit his girl, and he just like slapped the chick up one time. So like he was just like, it felt like, I mean, clearly something happened.
He was defending her.
Yeah. And it's not like just defending, like his girl's not even in a fight. Like his girl got his back turned to this chick. Like this chick was about to run down on his chick from behind. So
right.
I don't know. Is it justifiable?
I don't think it's justifiable for me to be hitting any woman. But like, what I'm saying is that like I would still do it in hopes of protecting my shit.
Yeah, I mean it's does it cancel it? I think it cancels it out because you protect another chick from a chick.
It don't cancel it out. I'll just be in the wrong and outstanding it. I'll be like,
there you go. All right, yeah.
I'd be like, that don't make it right.
Make your bed, you lay in it.
I can't have you run down on my shit.
Especially like you know what? And I ain't apologizing for this, but I'm about to say I couldn't do it if I was like in a place like Miami. Like I got to back down from everything. I'm not rumbling out of town.
Yeah, I'm not rumbling. To be honest with you, none of these scenarios have anything to do with me.
Well, here was the funny thing. Here was a fucked up thing because I felt weird.
None of this shit would happen to me.
I did something fucked up this weekend.
Okay.
I wore white on white Air Force Ones this weekend.
I saw you.
It was nice. It was nice out.
70 degrees.
Yeah, somebody tried to challenge you? Somebody tried to check you?
No, I was worried that if they did, I wasn't ready. Like you're too focused on the, like, you know what I'm saying?
You was about to say I can't even fight with proper footwork.
Yeah. I feel like a kid, you know what I mean? Like you feel like a tart. Like I went into Wendy's. They was behind the counter like, yo, how you keep your shoes so white? I'm like, yeah, I don't like that. That it's too bright. Then here's the fucked up thing. I was at my girlfriend.
He thought he was up the block from them saying, yo, what size are those?
Yeah. Look, I'm at my girlfriend and it start raining on Sunday and now I can't wear these shoes outside because it's raining. Yeah. That's a bitch ass shoe. The white Air Force One is a bitch ass shoe. We've
said it here. The white Air Force One is a bitch ass shoe.
Don't nothing look more violent than that first crease in these bitches. That first. When your big toe kind of leave a bump right here.
Yeah,
Don't nothing leave
when
more.
When a nigga got a toe mark in his Air Force Ones, you getting fucked up today. That's what happened. Yeah.
Violence.
That's crime. But we're still trying to change the narrative.
It's a legal equalizer. You know what I mean? It's definitely a legal equalizer because everybody can't get a gun permit. You know what I mean? The gun is the real equalizer. That's the act right. That's what they call it, the act right. Because it's funny. People do act right. You know what I mean? Hey, stop doing that. It's like the belt. Remember when you
said that's why I lose their life.
Like, now, I don't even like guns. But like as a person who travels to so many states where everyone got guns, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you don't got a gun and everyone else got a gun, you like, oh, I'm bugging.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You was living in this utopia.
But with that being said,
when you come out the bubble and you ain't got no.
With that being said, just because everyone else got a gun is even more proof that why, like, nigga, more than half of these niggas don't need to be having a gun.
I got you.
True. But
like, and then like the way the world is, like, America's just not like New York. Like, there's lights, there's street lights, there's sidewalks everywhere. Like, a shorty in New York probably don't need a gun, but a shorty living in Atlanta where, like, she got cut through the woods for 10 minutes to get to her crib. Yeah, she probably needed a gun.
I can see that.
Yeah. How much do you think, like, what do you think people are out there doing? Like, when you say shorty needs a gun, dude, would you think she's worried against racist attackers or sexual attackers?
Probably both.
I think at all times, women at like 24/7 are trying not to get raped at all times.
Right.
Before racism, every chick is like, am I going to get raped?
Right. And you, as I've been trying to listen and tap into that because I've realized how much I am not a rapist because I'm not aware of a
stuff. We just as men, we just take it for granted. Like, I was talking to this like comedian chick about like how fun it's been on the road. I'd be like, sometimes, you know, after the show, we go grab drinks, hang out with audience members, just chill. I'd be like, it'd be the same for you, right? And she was like, nigga, no. I fucking tell jokes when I go to my hotel room.
Yeah.
She's like, you think I could just hang around Cleveland?
Yeah.
I could just be in the streets.
There's gotta
chilling.
Be some nah, chick bro. That tries it though. There's gotta be some all right,
but
chick
like,
out
but
there.
But look, even the way you say it lets you know how dangerous it is. There's gotta be one bitch out there crazy
in Cleveland. Do you understand? They be cutting up hot dogs and peppers at the end of clubs.
Yeah, well, was there a time? America's not a safe spot for just regular single pretty girls to be running around.
Right, absolutely. And that's what
I'm
saying.
And then think about comedian women the way you know them. Like,
right,
they're not even regular
girls. Did I miss out on the statistics that everybody has soaked up? Did I miss out on the programming? Why am I not aware of how dangerous it is for a woman? I know women.
You do.
I'm around women
because you
the
know
time.
Women are safe around you.
Hmm.
That's the environment you maintain at all times. Like, bro, I was so shocked when she said that to me, and I felt like, oh, because, like, ain't no shorty in danger if she around me. Like, you chilling, you Gucci. If you around me, gang, like, nothing.
It's always
what's about to happen to her besides some laughs, maybe we roast her. Like, ain't nothing, you so safe with us.
Yeah.
But ain't not, it's not
a
like
tease.
That. It's not even
a
like
that. A good old dragon, but that's about
what
it.
What is that, though? Because what have we mastered that we can control ourselves that these other people don't?
We probably got shorties in our lives that we care about. We probably got dudes who've like been good examples. Like I don't know y'all to hang out with dirtbags like that.
Mm-mm. I never really hung out with rapists.
Like, you know, like after like you want to be good at comedy. Yeah. Like, you stop hanging out with those with the wildest nigga you knew a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Niggas ain't funny like that.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's also weird too because we've talked about this before. Unfortunately, like, sex was not hard for us
to get.
It's
not hard to get.
So I wasn't hanging around the people that were struggling to get sex. So I also don't know what that is.
I need, like, it took me way too long to stop holding that as a grudge against why I don't be friends with some comics.
What you mean? So if a comic goes on stage and is like,
I'm having trouble getting laid. I'm like, me and this nigga are never going to be friends.
Me and this nigga, that's so dope. Absolutely.
Two years later, this nigga has the writing job I want. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm being a dickhead.
Finally, someone fucking said it.
Oh, my God. Yo, is my sound joint on? Turn that on real quick.
Like it Gucci, okay?
I get Gucci.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Like, yo, it took me way too long to realize, oh, stop doing that.
Yeah,
it don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter when we was getting ass.
Yeah.
All the pussy you done got, you still here. Go listen to this version. See what he talking about.
That energy is, how did you get into that energy? Because I'm just
so
now
funny.
Learning how to try
because,
to accept that Because
you get into that energy because, like, those guys, like, because they're just not really getting it like that. Like,
they more focused.
It's not even that they... I don't know if they're more focused. I like the reason why, like, I like at first maybe I wasn't friendly with them is because I might see them do things or say things that I was just like, I don't like. That's... They still got learning to do, and I didn't really want to be the friend to have to teach them that type of shit.
Hmm?
And then, but on the flip side, with the time I probably wasted chasing pussy, they probably was mastering a craft.
Yo, I used to work for this gay dude, and I remember asking him like, "Yo, how do you do the money? Like, what is the secret to success?" And my man looked at me and he was like, you probably won't get it till you're like 40. And I'm like, why is that? He was like, you're straight. You're too preoccupied with pussy. And I was like 23. And he was just like, you're straight dudes are too preoccupied with pussy. Ouch. It's not until you get into your 40s and get the
pussy
focus.
Pussy hounding is an issue. Like, that's why, like, I'm just in my early 30s and I'm understanding that, like, I understand why, like, the benefit of having one shorty.
Yeah.
It's like, you the only one I gotta buy dinner for. You the only one I gotta, like, when you juggling women, it's like, you could have money, it's still your time and your energy being spent in so many different directions.
Wow.
It's like, when it's just your one shorty, it's like, even if you wanna fuck other bitches, it's like, all right, I just gotta do this one thing, like, cause you need to roll your routine. Like, gay guys, it's easy for gay guys, I'm just assuming, because men in general, we don't need much to just go have sex. Like, gay niggas just go meet somewhere and just go do wild shit, don't even know the person's name. Men, straight guys, we got to go through the whole thing to get some new pussy. Like, new pussy is at least 24, 48, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
you got to,
You got to clean the bathroom. Yeah, you got to wash the sheets.
Yeah. It's whatever. It's whatever it got to be. It's whatever it
got
to be, right?
I got to clean this bathroom again.
And then really, really what all that does, what all chasing pussy do, it gets in the way of your, like, the commitment of your routine.
So let's say
you got to, like, Dave, I'm like, one time me and Dave were talking about routine. He told me, like, he starts his day like 6 a.m.
Yeah, my routine.
And he's like.
So, yeah, my routine got to me, like. Yeah, I mapped out every hour of the day and I locked it down. You know
now
what
when
mean?
You got when you got too many women in your life, you have a routine, but these bitches are all hitting you at different hours. One wanna text at 11.
Bruh.
Another one likes to talk at lunch. Mm. And then like you better say goodnight to all these hoes. So like now it's like, yo, when did I ever do what I'm supposed to really be doing?
It's too many monkey wrenches. Ew.
I once spent the time juggling a bunch of women. I had recently got my heart broken, and I was on that thing where I would have to wake up and text all of them in the morning, good morning.
See, you wild. Now, that's wild.
Now you go you a sociopath. All day, I'm supposed to be working, and I got to feel all of this shit.
You ever juggle so many relationships you got off the phone one time and was like, I'm a crazy person?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is when I knew I was crazy. This is when I knew I was crazy. I offered a bitch some earrings that wasn't hers, like on some hair. You left these, right? And
that's a Philly move.
And I opened up the nightstand, like, yeah, you left these last time you was here. I didn't know. I honestly was confused. I was like, it just looked like some shit she would wear. You know what I mean? So when I gave it back to her, she was like, "Are you serious?" And I didn't see shit wrong, like on some. Well, I guess we done. You know what I mean? There was nothing.
There was one time it was like that. One time. I thought I was so single that, like, a chick saw something in my house one time, and she was like, I was like, oh. And she was like, so you just gonna let it be known? I was like, but you knew.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like, I don't think everybody, like, I'm a person, and we've dubbed me on this show the introspective scumbag, because I've looked back on my, I'm like, God damn, I had a lot of Black Air Force One energy, you know what I mean? I don't think that for the narrative about how motherfuckers ain't shit, or like that dude we just saw having to crawl for the stimmy, I don't think that he's not redeemable. I don't think, because if I was redeemable, if you was redeemable.
You don't think he's redeemable?
He's not redeemable, meaning he can be redeemed.
Yeah.
He can be redeemed. Okay. There's a level where he can be redeemed. I think he'll still, he might not, I don't know, but it's just a weird thing
because I think we all come from that. Like,
what does it look like? What would it look like if he's redeemable?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Because he got to lock in his schedule. He got to lock in his day. And start building brick by brick. You know what I mean? I can't control that journey for him, but knowing where I came from to where I am now, and I even had this conversation about, like, treating women, you know, specially and not juggling them for your sake. You know what I mean? And beginning to be able to care about somebody, that's like, yeah, that's a whole different level.
Yeah. New levels. Very new level.
Giving a bitch some earrings that wasn't hers and taking it on the chin like, yeah.
Going to Jamaica? Yeah. That's crazy.
It's just like, yeah, you got to just play your part. And yeah, man, like what you realize is that, like, you know, women like exciting guys, and they be want to be a part of it. I think I'm writing a piece of content with, like, what is like the date a comedian. I want to give women or people in general a handbook.
There you go.
For the guys who date comedy girls. I need everyone who dates comics to know, first off, you are not a lucky charm. You none of this, look, this whole shit been running before you came.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna run after you came, because you're getting on my nerves already.
Mm. Go ahead, Reg.
But look, this.
Come through, Reg.
I don't need you at the shows. don't tell me.
Don't.
Oh, don't tell me what not to put in my jokes, because, like, if I write a joke about you, it's because you've been fucking up anyway.
That, yeah,
because all the jokes is calling out horse shit.
All my jokes are like, well-phrased complaints. So, yeah. Like, yeah. Hope I'm not joking about your ass.
Because this is my therapy. This is where I come to hammer the shit out.
To hammer shit out.
So when you see yourself show up here, no, you fucking up.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to be in your little jokes. Hey, bitch, trust me, you're not even that interesting, okay?
Don't flatter yourself.
It's the leopard bodysuit that got me here. How about you keep me here?
This is a great time. Let's get some plugs going. Tell them, let me get some plug music, man. Holy shit, man. You got anything to plug, man? Tell us where the people can find you at, man.
Productively Stone. I'm having Productively Stone 420 somewhere in Brooklyn. I got to find a location.
Nice.
I'm going out to Miami, the Improv, April 15th, and I'm doing West Palm Beach Improv.
I'm going to be down there, man. Yes. We're going to stop through. So say some love, man.
Dave is pulling up April 16th for that, and I'm doing Youngstown, Cleveland. Youngstown, Ohio, this Thursday, April 1st. Yeah, what are y'all doing for April Fool's Day?
April.
I just got an email about something.
Right? I'm dropping something. That shit. I'm dropping something on April 2nd.
Our plugs is about to be confused as shit now.
Yeah, I'm dropping something. Shit. I'm dropping Comedy Lives, but that's not the first. What are you doing April Fool's Day? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Youngstown just hosting some show.
No, word. April. I think I got shows in the city somewhere.
Yeah.
But no.
What you got the plug, man? What you got the plug?
Anybody, if y'all in Minnesota, June 17th through the 20th, depending on this Chauvin case, I'll be at the Mall of America June 17th.
if it's still standing.
If Minnesota's still standing after this case, after this trial, then yeah, I'll be at the Mall of America. Me and Dave, I'm gonna get. Don't worry about it. Yeah, me and Dave gonna be doing like a No Need for Apologies show, comedy show. He'll be going up, and I'm going to go up, and, you know, it's going to be an alley-oop situation, LeBron and D-Wade.
You know Bob from Minnesota? He owns that little club out there.
I don't.
He was the founder of, like, the Thousand Lakes Comedy Festival.
Okay, shit.
He owns a comedy club out there. Y'all should hit up Bob.
Hit up Bob. All right, now I got to hit up Bob. But, yeah, June 17th through the 20th, and I got a lot of shit coming up. D.C., I'll be in the area come the fall, but that's later in the fall.
I got to go to D.C. sooner than later. Improv back open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta get it back out there.
I love DC. Mm-hmm. Shout out to DC. I love doing shows on DC. But go ahead. That's about it.
All right, DaveTempleComedy.com is my website. New dates are up. Westchester, I'm coming back April 23rd. All right. No Need for Apologies. We'll also be in Bristol, PA.
The Bristol PA show.
May the 12th. Look out for a weekly show here in New York. We're working out the details on that as soon as we can.
Black show.
Bonus content. Holy shit.
Including right. me.
Huh?
It's an all-black show for sure.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about black show, the one in New York.
We're only
booking killers for the show. Sorry, boy. Sit your ass down somewhere.
He does stand-up?
Yeah.
Dylan is a stand-up, man.
You do comedy?
Dylan is a stand-up. And we actually have bonus content that is available behind the wall right now. So go to Gas Digital Content, see the performance from the first No Need show. Did Dylan bomb or did he do well,
man?
Did he bomb or did he not bomb? So, you know, use promo code NNFA. All right. Sign up. Get a 14-day trial. Or no, a 7-day trial now to this and all access behind the network. So go check that out, guys. All right. Go ahead. Cut the music off, man. Oh, man.
Thank you, Dills.
Fuck, man. So
talk about what we were talking about like before Reg walked in. That shit was pretty crazy about the Lil Nas X nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the music
man.
Video, yes.
Yeah, man. So Lil Nas X dropped a music video that was, you know,
pretty unsavory to the Christian community.
Which was it?
I haven't seen this video, but somebody said, what was the Christians doing watching a Lil Nas X video anyway?
Like, yeah.
Do you understand? Thank you. That's the question that I always want to ask anytime when somebody does some shit. That's like, bro, you watch this? How did you find out about
this? Because this is how I know. I just get all the niggas that got God on the front of their hat and the I Love Jesus shirt, and they talk about spiritual warfare. It's all coming down. Your children going to be watching this, man.
You know who
and
I
if you ignoring
for?
It, you go, all right, and then you see what it was. It's
I
pretty terrible.
I feel bad for people who found religion before they understand who like their sexuality.
Yeah, bro.
When you believe in some shit that you was raised around so hard, and then you realize that you're gay, you be like, fuck.
Well, look, it's designed to put your mind on autopilot, though. That's what religion is, to put your mind on autopilot so you can be comfortable and you ain't really worried about
it. But then it leaves you with a major glitch.
Yeah, nigga, I used to flip cars. I used to buy cars out the auction, like cars that had been towed or impound down to Philly and shit like that. And one of the things we had to learn moving around a lot, do not ever buy a car with that little fish symbol on the back for church.
Okay.
Them niggas do not take care of their cars at all.
Hilarious.
Like, if you buy a car that's got the fish emblem on it,
the fish,
that oil has never been changed. Like, they leave it.
Why don't Christians take care of their cars?
They leave it all up to God, bro. Like, everything.
That's so funny.
It's good for the economy.
And the thing is,
it's good for the economy.
Here's the crazy thing. It does work for them because God somehow removes that car from their life before it's totally fucked up. But those are the kind of people that don't pay their tickets and shit like that. So they get booted and towed. And they leave everything up to Jesus, man. So that car, there was no maintenance done on that at all, bro.
So Christians is just violent, violent, lazy people.
That's kind of...
I think physically they're up, but mentally, yeah, bro. It's like, you know, they're running at like
18%. Yeah, my parents hit me with that line. Like, I was talking to my parents about the vaccine because my mother's diabetic. And so like, I was like, and my father's like 63. So I was like, yeah, y'all getting a... And my pop goes, nah, God got me. And I looked at my pops like, you got to stop.
My mom was like, super Christian, but she got that vaccine. She didn't even tell me she got it.
I looked at my pops. I was like, yo, you ever heard, like, I was so shocked. I was like, stop. All right? Yeah. I was like, yeah. Because my father called me and be like, I got jokes. I'm going to give you a joke. So I was like, this is.
Okay.
Is this a joke? Okay, I'm going to do this one.
Like, my father was one of the smartest guys I've ever known. I was like, yo, bro, what are you talking about right now? I was like, yeah, God gave you a vaccine.
God
goes,
gave you the vaccine. Get the vaccine.
He's like, nah, I'm gonna lean back for a little bit. I'm gonna see what's going on. I'm like, what are you looking for? What are you?
He said,
everybody interprets the shit differently, man.
Everybody, like, everybody's interpretation of God, I ain't gonna lie, what, and religion is very different.
Anything that come up, like I remember at the beginning when he was asking, is anybody gonna get the vaccine? I was really. Yeah.
I'm still mad that I got it, but I got it because my mom was getting on my.
I got
nerves.
It. Yeah, I just want to be. I want to be able to travel a bit.
I got it. Only because one of my rich white friends got me the appointment. I was like, I know this is going to be the one. I was like, this is
one's going to be good. Yeah. This is going to be it.
And then when I showed up, they were like, well, lucky for you, we have the Johnson and Johnson. I was like, yeah, designer drugs, baby.
Designer drugs.
And that
one shot.
Yeah. Did you post a picture on the gram?
Nah.
I did
me
not.
Me neither. I did not.
With that being said, I got my vaccine card on me.
Yeah, I got my vaccine card in one of my jackets.
Yo.
One of my mini jackets.
What is that? What is the... Because... Like,
I ain't gonna lie, trendy. You know what's weird? We'll all let niggas know we voted, but this vaccine shit, especially as a black person, we be like, I don't want everyone else judging me.
That's so funny. I voted. Big old I voted sticker.
Because, yo, my nigga, because I was talking to somebody the other day and I told them I got vaccinated. They had the nerve to, they went, oh, it's nice to see you taking part in population control. I was like, bitch, get the fuck off my phone.
Population control.
I was like, they got elderly people. I don't want to die, bitch. That's why I'm fucking.
Some woke nigga called me a GMO. He was like, oh, you a GMO now.
That is funny,
like,
though. Yeah, I don't think all black people are sharing their vaccination status like
they
that.
Don't want the fucking...
They don't
want
to be shamed by niggas who are unhealthy. Do you understand how wild black people are living?
Black Air Force One energy. Fuck yeah, nigga. Hell yeah.
You out here taking vitamins, nigga?
You out here trying to live, nigga? Live?
It was a chick. She like one of them natural joints. She liked like all the natural oils,
the herbals
and essentials.
And naturals, yeah.
But don't want to get vaccinated. I was like,
yeah, man.
I was like, all right. Well, do you acknowledge that you were currently vaccinated? She was like, yeah, against my will. All right, bet. It was against your will. Do you acknowledge that it's working? Like, you've never had polio? She goes, yeah. Does that get any credit? There's the fact that, like, I understand that you didn't want it, but it's in you and it's currently working.
Yeah.
Does that count at all?
Yeah.
She goes, a little. I'm like, nigga.
Because they never thought of it. It never even crossed that.
Yo, she didn't even want to answer the question. She, like, she was upset that she even had to say that.
Right, because now you're forcing the brain to, like, the thing is...
To tear itself apart,
There are a lot of people who are trained immediately to just... Like, ha! Like, just back off. Like, that's...
Because people don't like when you attack their identity. Like my parents are super religious. I had to just let that go because if I start going into my whole religion shit and start attacking and shit, my parents are like, nigga, I'm old and this is what I believe in. Like, you trying to take away everything I got right now.
Yeah. Now, is there anything that's coming up now that you think you won't take on? Is there any new way of thinking that you're like, that's where I get off?
I don't know. I think...
What stopped you get off at, Dave?
Well, I think... Oh, shit, man.
See, this is what
I've been trying to be open-minded to a lot of new shit. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like, I don't know if I'm open-minded, but I at least be like, you know, everyone at least deserves a right to, like, be heard of, like, whatever they talking about. Like, I have the right to not want to hear it, but you have the right to be like, yo, like, I'm going through some shit, and this is what I'm talking about.
But you got the right to say it.
My
I'm
fascinated. I'm caught on by passion.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. So, like, if I see, let's look at, like, the mask situation that we all been watching happen, right? When a motherfucker stand in front of 50 people and he's screaming, like, I will not, like, all right, let me hear him out just a little bit.
Okay.
Because
off
this motherfucker's so passionate. I just need to know where this thinking comes from.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you that. I'll tell you why that, like, don't even fall for passion. Because, like, a nigga with no purpose who doesn't feel seen, you give a little nigga a purpose, and now, like, that's his passion. Like,
You can tell the difference, though. Like, all right, so, like, I spaz out on homeless people, particularly passionate homeless people, because I know it's a bullshit story. You know what I mean? Like, I just had a nigga run up on me in front of New York Comedy Club this weekend. I'm on the phone, sitting out the car, and he was at the dining spot next to, you know, they got,
I know,
talking
about the little
yeah, street thing. So he's at the table. The employee's like, yo, you can't be out here. So they kick him out, and then he walk up to me, and he go, yo, can I get a little help? And I'm on the phone. I'm like, huh? Nah, my bad. I ain't got nothing for you. My bad. And I'm finishing my conversation. It's a nigga right here chaining his bike up. He don't even talk to this dude. He kind of wander off, and then he come back like, coffee? Buy me coffee? And I'm like, hold on 1 second. I said, what? He's like, buy me coffee? I'm like, yo, do you know what? What is this? What is this? You've been out the world that fucking long. You don't know what the fuck this is. What is this? Man, I made him tell me. And I'm like, I know I look like an asshole right now. But, like, it's like, you violate. So, like, do you know what this is? He's like, say it. Tell me what it is so I know. It's a phone. All right.
You lost your humanity for a minute. You was upset, and you just saw red.
Here's the thing. Here's the funny thing, because my man was on the phone listening to me, right? And as I'm having this conversation, and I tell him, like, yo, you ain't even say excuse me, bro. Like, you out of pocket. Like, I told you no, I don't have nothing. Now you come back, but you can't walk up to people that's on the phone without even saying excuse me.
Yeah, he just don't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he getting away with that because everybody's just ignoring him. Like, this is weird thing.
Yeah,
but
saying it get away with. I don't think of it as getting away. He's escalating. He's like, yo, niggas is ignoring me so much. I gotta be extra. They're ignoring him, so now he gotta be annoying.
Right. Okay.
So, like, you thinking of it like, oh, he gets away with it. Like, this nigga is barely a person right now.
Dang.
Because he's still not gonna get nothing out of you. He got a mask under his chin.
He not that crazy.
But Dave, I know you. All he gonna get outside of this is just you roasting him, because he's still gonna leave it without a dollar.
You know what was funny? Same thing happened to me over at the cellar. This is why it's kind of funny, because homeless people do get it bad. They get it bad, man. I'm sitting with Vaughn. Shout out Vaughn DiCarlo. And some well-dressed nigga came up to me, can I get a couple dollars? And Vaughn looked him up and down, was like, nigga, if you don't sell them shoes you got on, I fell.
Oh, my fuck. God.
What I mean, I fell out.
Yeah,
laughing.
Nigga, where's your sense of hustle?
Yeah, where's your ambition, nigga?
Like, he was well-dressed. Like, it looked like a new outfit.
Yeah, if I keep giving, you never gonna get it. So, you know what I mean?
You know who I don't? I don't like the ones who, like, make me smile or make me happy.
Cause you got talent, nigga.
They be like, what's the best nation?
Right.
Donation. Get the fuck out of here.
What? You
out here with whole punchlines. Yeah. That's good material.
Sound of shit, man. Yeah. What are you
doing?
Get
up on this stage.
Yeah. Run up somewhere. Get an open mic going. They doing shows on the train.
Cause half the time I'm already upset. You asking me for a dollar I don't got, and you made me smirk. Like, y'all should hit you.
Right. All these fucking emotions, man. Yeah.
I just don't like the one
roller coaster. I was happy being mad right now.
Oh shit!
And now you gonna disrupt my shit?
He came
with
in
with your horse shit.
He came in.
That's what it was. That's what it is. The disruption to me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's an emotional roller coaster. You really did put it right.
And to me, being disrupted like that, it feels like you're bullying me. That's how I respond to it. And I think that's why I spaz on homeless people like that when they do that, especially when they get aggressive and I'm like, yeah, see. Now you're bullying people to get a reaction. Somebody needs to give you the reaction that you looking
niggas
for.
Niggas just don't be feeling seen.
I know. Bad. I see motherfuckers.
When they ask for food on the train, and behind my mask, who the fuck asked for food on the train?
That's their way of trying to not ask for that and hoping it'll guilt some people into the dollar.
Money, yeah.
Like, you'd be surprised motherfuckers conscious. I remember one time.
Nah, it'd be wild when they look at the food that they get offered. They'd be like.
But like, I remember I used to talk about this. I used to like come on the L train late at night, and you know, it'd be some bad bitches on the L train, like, you know, goofy
off Bedford stop.
Right, but like, it'd be late, so you can't really holler at a chick. You can't talk to a chick on a train 2:30 in the morning. There's just no way to do it, right? So like, but you ever be attracted to a chick and then see her give money to a homeless dude, and now you not attracted? Because you're like, oh, this bitch is gullible, man.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that.
Not even gullible. Gullible, maybe. I'd be like, yo, how much money does she just... I'd be like, this what you hot? This how you feel about money? That's right. How I really feel. I'd be like, so you just think money just grows on trees?
Right, I remember right.
So now if I holler at you, you think I'm about to just be out here.
Just really...
Nah.
Especially because that's what you do with the money?
Yeah, like, you do.
I never forget once...
I don't know if she gullible, but we definitely feel different about our money.
I know I didn't like a chick after she pulled a headphone out to listen to a bum... I said, bitch, you pulling your headphones off of this thing? Like, what is fucking wrong with you? Like, she, the bum was doing
that. Was the perfect defense.
The
like,
bum went, and she pulled it out. This nigga had his dick in his waistband and did the move. I was like, that's what the fuck you get. That's what you get. You don't know out here. I was like, that's what you get, bitch. You got a whole bum dick to the face because you dropped your headphone. Actually, this nigga was crazy.
Yeah, I once had a chick. This chick made me look so bad. We was coming out of a store and... The homeless dude, he's doing the whole hold the door. Yo, can I get somebody?
Yeah.
I hate when they do that at the bank. I be like, now you being slick.
Right.
Man.
And it's not a big, this is like a bodega. So it's a single door. It's only but so much room.
If he's holding the door, then the door's open.
I don't like when they hold the door and cross their hands like they're an actual host at a restaurant.
Welcome.
So, what are you doing?
Table for two?
So, but here go the fucked up thing, right? I'm walking out. So I put my back to him to form the barrier so that the girl could get out without being disturbed.
Okay.
See, right? That's the disrespect right there, Dave. But that's the disrespect.
She gonna slide up under my underarm and get this nigga money. And I'm like, well, now I look like an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, I thought we was on the same page that you were scared
thought we was
of this
on
nigga.
The same
you
know what
that, yeah, now he knows who's who. He's like, oh, so you're the piece of shit. Okay.
Dude was blocking
was
my blessing.
David,
blessing
blocker.
Only
being a piece of shit.
That's like when you don't get approved for the apartment and you realize it was the wife. The wife said, yeah, we don't lease it out to him.
Oh, my God.
Like, I kissed that bitch on the cheek.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. What else? All right, so the Lil Nas X video, man. Shit, that was something. That was like a place where I was getting on. I think we can't watch it. We'll show some stills, but the people can see it. So my man, he's dressed up like he's in hell giving the devil a lap dance. It's
devil,
like a whole artistic piece about just being gay and gayness damnating you to hell. You know what I mean?
Man.
Like, this is... This is some wild shit, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, it was wild. I saw somebody tweet, and they were like, I don't even think he's gay for real. And I was like, yo, that's the wildest. Yo, let me tell you something.
He just trolling.
That shit is almost disrespectful.
I mean.
That's disrespectful. Like, yo, could you imagine telling a gay dude, like for whatever it takes to even come out and be like, I'm gay in public. Somebody be like, nah.
Cause you can't be a self-proclaimed
Imagine somebody be like, prove it.
Yeah. Fuck. And that's weird that we do that to gay, right? We don't do that to anybody straight. We never ask anybody straight
and
to prove their straightness.
Like, yeah, the way I look at that, I'm like, he just got to make the most of his moment of fame. Like,
he doing it. He released
Old
a sneaker
Road,
behind his shit.
Old Time Road was like maybe 2 years ago. That was a big hit. Kids
they
love him.
They love him.
I like
now.
I like that Panini song. He gay.
I like that one too. What a fascinating thing, they still be trying to classify him as a rapper.
I hate that part.
Like, if you Google
him, what is he, a pop star? I think he's
that's what we was talking about before the show started. Like, that is clearly not rap music,
it's
and it ain't got shit to do with the gay shit. That looked like a Madonna video right there. This motherfucker,
he's a material girl.
Like, it's just looking at a black man in front of a microphone. Oh, he got to be a rapper. We talked about this before.
In a material world.
When the motherfucker got on a pink cowboy hat and he's doing a song with Billy Ray Cyrus.
I mean, we playing their game, so they get to run the narrative. It's like, unless there was a alternate music scene where only run by blacks or just creators, and then, like, we just equally got to the positions we held, and, like, it could be that, but, like, it's the white man's game. If they tell you a rapper, you a rapper.
I know. Yo, believe it or not, my last album, the second one, is under hip-hop and rap.
Hilarious.
Rap and hip-hop
is why is it not spoken word?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably because I'm black, but, yeah, Dave
Mine
Temple.
Mine say comedy.
Dave Temple, the second one, is under the hip-hop and rap section.
Because you look like Onyx. You like one of the members of Onyx. You like one of the boys.
The album cover is just me.
But what should Lil Nas X be? He's a pop star to y'all?
He's not a rapper. He's something.
Yeah, I would say he put him in pop. Why can't he be dominating pop? It's not that I want him away from rap. I'm just saying, like, my man
And why is he not a rapper?
Because he ain't rapping.
He never rapped?
Say with me what you want to be.
Yeah, because even when Ja Rule started doing that, we was like, you're not a rapper no more.
And Fifth then took his job.
Oh, you guys are meanie. That's the rap. That's the rap.
But it's poppy.
That's
pop.
That's that like when Justin Bieber, that's that Maddie B raps.
Rapper to rapper.
So do y'all fuck with girl rappers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
What girl rappers you
fuck? I like Armani Caesar from Griselda.
All
right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, y'all got real shorty rappers that y'all...
Yeah, Armani Caesar.
Yeah, like the ones, they not really spit like that no more, but like Miss Jade and all them shits. Like, we had a lot of spitters.
Oh, yeah. Miss Jade. Oh, yeah. I like the
I gotta find a girl.
Rhapsody. I like Rhapsody myself.
Okay.
Yeah, Rhapsody's dope. Jean Grey was dope.
I don't like... See, I'm all for girl rappers, and then like two things. Like, one shorty came to my crib, and she was like, she was promoting this one rapper. I ain't gonna say who it was, but I was like, yo, this chick is whack. I don't like when girls come to your crib, be like, yo, this is it. And you be like, bitch, you ain't even nothing like what this bitch rapping about.
Yeah.
Your pussy ain't never made me do nothing of the sort. Yeah. But then this other shorty, she told me, she was like, yo, for as all the whack mediocre niggas out there, let these bitches be mediocre too. And I was like, that's who I'm one. That's where I realized a lot of black creators are at in Hollywood. They like, yo, I'm not even trying to make the best movie. If I make the best movie, that's fire. But the fact that I can make a whack movie and still get another shot, even way more fire.
That's black progressiveness. Monroe used to tell that all the time. We finally have a shot to do some shitty shit.
They got niggas who can put up a dud and still go get a job.
Yeah.
Huh. That's how I feel about this book I've been writing for 2 years.
Like, I don't think he's ever put up a dud, but like, I think Gerard Carmichael could put up a dud, still keep working.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's you saying that rappers don't get that option to put up a dud and keep it going?
Not nowadays, no.
Really? What? Who? How? You got any examples?
See, every one rapper that neither one of us are remembering right now put up a dud, and that's why they're not.
That's why they're gone. Shit.
Well, I'm also high. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I know, let me think.
Everybody's put up a dud, and so I mean, even your
I love McConan. Had McConan coming up on a Tuesday.
I always forget McConan. Uh-huh.
He had a couple. He had some cool mixtapes, but then like, you know, where's he at now? Fucking Party Next Door. He's almost.
Yeah. What
I don't know enough about this shit.
Yeah.
Now
you bringing up. Yeah. What happened to them guys?
Yeah. Party Next Door used to write for Drake the same way The Weeknd wrote for Drake, and you see, you barely hear about Party Next Door.
The Weeknd is the Super Bowl. So yeah.
But see, that's also saying that like what platforms am I paying attention to consume that? I don't consume that unless on the major platforms that are, you know, bombarding me with it. So it's kind of like, all right, if I'm a comic, right, and I had a major TV credit.
Okay.
And then I'm in the clubs for the next 4 or 5 years or on the road in the next five, and the people who consume shit via social media or strictly through Comedy Central, if you ain't seen me on Comedy Central in 2 years, does that mean I'm not doing nothing?
Hmm.
Like, it's just, it's the platform that we consuming it from, you know what I mean?
No, like, but you still got to make yourself relevant, right? So it's like the platform you consuming it from, like, it's still up to you as the artist or like the business manager who's running your stuff. They put all your stuff on every platform. Like, the same way you say, like, if everyone who likes me on Comedy Central, they don't see me on Comedy Central no more, but you still got YouTube videos you're putting out. You
right.
You still got social media videos that you're putting
right.
out. So, like, you
so let's
as long
say,
as you don't
let's
stop.
Say, yeah, let's say if you got like 250,000 strong that's rocking with you mm-hmm. out of the billions that's on the planet, right? Obviously, having exposure on a major platform could take that number from 250,000, that exposure, to, you know, well over a million, but. That leaves a large amount of people that's going to be like, oh, this motherfucker fell off. Like, no, it's 250,000 that's consuming, you know, directly.
Exactly. And, like, you got to think about, like, a monthly subscription. Like, it's like out of those 250,000, let's say, and I still think there's a large number, like, let's say 10,000 of them, solid 10,000 at any given time will pull out money out their pockets to give to whatever cause you're running.
Right.
I'm selling this. I'm doing that. I'm throwing a show here. And you know, like, if they can make it to your show, they'll pay the money to your show. Like, you lit forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Come on, 300 people.
That's why, like, you know, like, motherfuckers, like, I look at motherfuckers who, like, be on TV and they fall off, like, a comedian who not popping on TV no more. I'm like, you rich forever.
Right. And I think it's better to fall off where you fall off to obscurity. You know what I mean? Like, because the fame shit, like, I don't, I'll be honest with you. Fame is like what we were just talking about at the beginning of the podcast with the way groupies respond or just the way the world responds to fame.
Yeah.
That shit, I don't want that shit around me, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, man. It's a scary thing. I've seen it. I haven't experienced it, but yeah, man, I've seen it, and it's not
the
good.
Issue with fame is, I think because of how, like, I, like, thinking about it with myself, I think I would change so much along with it that, like, I'd be like, when am I ever really dealing with real people, right? So it's like, unless exactly. It's motherfuckers I know, unless it's motherfuckers I know, and even then, we can have conversations, like, for instance, like, y'all said you don't like when a nigga compliment you on your Air Forces. I don't like when I go back to my hood and niggas call me Hollywood. I'll be like, yo, we from the same hood.
Right.
I will shoot one of you niggas. I'm not playing.
There you go. Yeah.
I'll ruin all this shit to prove a point
well,
to you.
Well, not even to prove it. Like, that make me feel like y'all scheming on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all see me different now.
The minute
you hear that, yo, what up, Hollywood? Yeah, you got to watch that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because even if he's
playing.
And
then I'll be like, man, I wish I was Hollywood. The niggas I know.
Right.
If I was Hollywood, you think I'd be here?
You really think if I was Hollywood, I'd be fucking trudging the streets
so
with y'all niggas.
Gone.
Yeah. I'm out. You remember that Robin Harris joke? When you get money, you gonna change? You goddamn right I'm gonna change. What the fuck I'm gonna stay around here for? Shit.
I get money, it's gonna be a wild switch up.
Yeah.
Outfit's gonna be different.
See, I think I'd rather blend in, man. I'm scared of that spotlight.
I look forward to fame because I think fame would keep me off the fuckery.
It's going to happen because you see what happens to the niggas that
because,
are
like,
famous
the type
and
of shit,
on the fuckery.
The type of shit I like to be doing, having a good time, if I was famous, I'd be like, yeah, in all honesty, we cannot do that. I'd be really in shape, be like, oh, this nigga really done got some discipline. Now I'm just bored now.
Right. Yeah.
That's that. So you just want to blend in. You would change. You know, I already think I'm famous in my own head.
Good
so
for
it's
you.
Just like.
Yeah, but like
whatever
you, but
I
like,
get is a
how
bonus.
Do you manage it?
I think
though?
You would handle fame real well.
Huh? Because I just. Because
you do act like you famous already.
I already
it feels
act like
it.
I'm famous. Like,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like, and I'm not. I know the realization.
You're the
I'm
most
not.
Famous out of all
you
of
be,
us right now.
You be like, ain't you?
Yeah,
you
but it still ain't you. They don't know my name.
I remember.
So I go, all right, I'll take that. That's
yeah.
enough. Ain't you?
But that's a difference because yeah. I remember when we was in the diner, and you came on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
It was just me and him, right? So it was like this weird moment. Of like, you know, we had like a little girl moment in the booth. I was like, oh,
like I got on the radio.
Friend. Oh, look, that's my best friend on TV, right? And then the waiter come over and
he like, yeah, y'all gonna have to wear a mask. Like,
not this before, this before COVID. For
but
they didn't
we like, yo, that's him on TV.
And they,
the niggas looking and he's like,
nah,
that you can't get the fuck out of here. Like
the chef. The goddamn nigga making the omelets was
that
like...
That nigga saw Shorty ready to shoot his shirt. She was like, I'll shoot that for you.
Nah.
So
it's like...
There's a huge difference, man.
Y'all niggas humble me, but y'all also build me up somehow. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all drag me, but I'm on TV, but yeah, I just kind of feel it. Like, my hair is curly enough. I wear fly shit. If you ask me a question, I'm going to give you some grandiose, goofy-ass answer because my mom told me I was a prince when I was two.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah. So even with whatever comes at me, I think I'll be ready for it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, all right, interviews and all that shit, I'm, you know.
Good for you, man.
But,
I follow
and
you.
I hang around a bunch of famous people that get on my fucking nerves. So I go, if I'm going to be famous, I can't be that kind of famous because I would... drive myself insane. I know my niggas wouldn't go for that. So
I'd
be like, I gotta change. So I watch people and I go, if I get to that, I'll remix all this shit because this shit is bugging the fuck out of me. It's bugging me. So I'm like, I can't.
Gotta be the change you wanna see, huh?
Yeah, because I'm like, I see a lot of motherfuckers brag about the shit they got to their friends that say yes because they looking out for them.
That part.
They surrounded by yes men. I hate yes men.
I would be nervous when the people who I fuck with like before all this started, we're around less and less. I'd be like, that's when it'd be a little shaky.
That's the shit that fucks with me now is the A1 day ones where I'd be like, I'm not 100% comfortable around all of the new people because the way my brain is set up.
Or at least with the amount of trust you have to just give a brand new person when they're like, let's say they joining your team. Like you need to really just.
Yeah, I don't like that new joint. I like the niggas I came up with the goofy stage with. Thank God for me, I've made friends with comics.
Yeah.
That was all about the same shit we was on. So all my friends
well,
kind of already
about
get it.
You had some other friends that probably fell to the wayside.
Well, my two niggas from home, but
yeah.
We talked.
Yeah,
one of them get married,
yeah.
The other one's already married in Texas. We talk, but that's about it. That's all.
You ever realize you so caught up in your career that like your friends are like living their lives
married.
And you be sounding crazy? Like one of my homeboys is having a kid. I called I called my shorty. I was like, yo, this nigga Adrian's having a baby. And she goes, yeah, he be coming to his wife. How about that? I'm like, oh. Look at him just being wild, huh? I was like, I felt like she was trying to read me, like, nigga, coming me.
That was kind of shady. That was shady fun. That was good.
Is a pull-out game strong?
I'm out here living my life.
I'm trying to get this chicken. Let me ask you this, Reg.
We ask everybody this before we wrap up. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized, but you didn't?
Sure.
Give me like a good one that ain't going to get you fucked up.
I already know it's good. Look at the way that he says,
nigga, sure.
Today.
Tell us about it, man. Tell us about a time, man.
There's a friend of mine who, one of my homegirls swears is gay. Well, okay. Not one of my homegirls. This is a girl I was messing with. Mm-hmm. And she swears my homeboy gay. And one time we were all on a double date and he had a shorty and I was with her. And I was like, you see, I told you he ain't gay. He got a shorty right here. And she goes, just because he's on a date don't mean he ain't gay. And I was like, you just mad that he don't want to fuck you. And
I know she probably got mad.
She was so tight.
Probably got mad about that. That's some funny good shit, though. Nigga, if I was there, I'd be like, ching, ching.
Was that a premeditated thought? Or it just
mouth vomit. It was just mouth vomit.
And you saw it hurt her.
I didn't even know it hurt her. Yo.
You came to the realization later, like, ah, shit.
It was like months later. She was like, you know, that one really, I was like, oh, for real?
Yeah.
I guess that was the point for me to apologize. And I was just like, crazy.
That's wild. Wow, that's real wild. That's my nigga, Reg. I fuck Reg Simons. That's my nigga, Reg. Yeah. Reg's great. Yo, this is a good episode.
Yeah, man. I fucking love it, man. All right, Reg, man. We about to go ahead and wrap this
Thank
up.
Thank y'all for having me, man.
Yeah, man. Tell the people where they can find you. Shout out to socials and all that good stuff.
Productively Stone. Check me out on Instagram, Reg Thomas. Check me out on Twitter, Reginald Thomas. I think I'm about to cancel my Twitter because it's just been so much of me saying the wildest shit I said. On Twitter the other day, I said, I gotta tell y'all off the rate.
Did
you at least delete the tweet?
I did.
Right,
yeah. But that shit don't be gone, though. I don't know. Like,
it's out.
I know Reggie was worried about that. Reggie tried deleting a lot of his shit, Reggie Conquest.
Yeah.
And he can't, like, you still go to Google and search the tweet, and that shit still be coming up.
If you Google
it's in the cloud.
Yeah, it's in the cloud.
I'm about to just cancel it for 30 days and let the whole account go disappear.
Well, you already know how to handle that shit, just like a chick that's mad. At you like, oh, wow.
Alright, I know,
but that's the thing.
I know shit. I know.
Look, I get it. I know.
I know.
Listen, I'm wrong. I am wrong.
That's all you gotta do. Hey, alright, you my bad. I fucked up.
I know. I fucked up. Okay, wipe your eyes.
Just the Instagram.
So funny.
Oh yeah, Reg Thomas, Reg Thomas, and Productively Stone. Check me out there too. And my website's RegThomas.com.
Yo, Florida, Miami. If y'all out here, pull up, man, because no need to be in the building for the show at the Miami Improv. That's the
Miami the West Palm Beach Improv.
West Palm Beach Improv. All right, so yeah, pull up, man. That's the 16th to the 18th.
Yeah, 15th and 15th, Miami, 16th, West Palm.
That week, that part. Yeah. All right, Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Dylan, I'm bad about that, bro.
The comments loved it. There's already like 7 comments saying like, man, thanks for knocking Dylan down a peg. We really appreciate that. Like the second you did it, I heard the fucking comments. So on that note, if you guys want to go hate me some more, go to my podcast, Doped Up and Dying, on my YouTube channel.
I fucked up at the Doped
Up.
We just did a new episode with us. We did the Ninja Turtle
episode. Was fucking fire.
Awesome,
bro.
It comes out. So if you're watching this Sunday, go watch my episode with Derek and Dave. It's also out right now.
We break down the first Ninja Turtles movie. The first really cool. Live action was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so guys, if you want to go see that, I'm Dylan J. Negri on YouTube and Dylan J. Negri on Instagram. Thank you.
Derek, say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey, I love y'all. Remember, keep liking, sharing, subscribing. This has been the one and only No Need for Apologies.
Hey, you made it to the end of the episode.
That means you fuck with us.
Yeah, you do. If you fuck with us, your friends will fuck with us too. So go ahead and share this podcast with a friend. We need to get to 3,500 subscribers.
That's all we asking for. 3,500 subscribers, man. Ain't it free? Is it free or sort of free? It's kind of free, right?
I believe so, Derek. I think it is.
It's free. So, right, all you got to do is press subscribe. S-U-B-scribe. That's what it is. We want you to do that. have a good old time. We have Reg Thomas on. You can get bonus footage from early before. We got content where Dylan's telling jokes, and we don't know if he bombed or not. So it's up to you to subscribe. God damn it. We love you. No need for apologies.